Country Club FM.
Are you ready, Brittany?
I am all set.
Brittany, you're there. We are gabbling in today's almanac. Back from the weekend. My first almanac since Thursday. How did Friday's go? I didn't have a chance to listen.
It was okay. I wouldn't say it was award-winning, but okay. It was okay.
They're all award-winning. Yeah. Just like, your child. You don't have a favorite. They're all great.
We don't have very high expectations here. So.
They're all great. No, we keep... What is the saying that I do? Low expectations, high aspirations, something like that. Similar to that, I don't know
about
where
sums
it is.
Up.
We need to really write that down and have that on the wall so we can remember it, because it's a pretty good motto. This date, Monday, January 30th, obviously 30th day of the year, England's King Charles I, he lost his head on this date. They beheaded. The punishment was pretty harsh back in the day. 17th century, you do something wrong, you just don't get impeached, you just don't get removed from office, you don't just get voted out, you get your head lopped off. You're just nodding your head. No comment?
I don't know.
Too violent for you?
It's a little too violent for me.
All right. 16.
Now you get your head lobbed off on like Twitter and stuff.
Right, yeah. That's
figuratively.
Figuratively, not literally.
More literally is a little too much for
me. You get beheaded on social media and in the media. 1798, the first brawl in the United States Representatives, House of Representatives, took place. Congressman Matthew Lyon and Roger Griswold fought on the House floor. 1798. They couldn't get things straightened out as far as just in a little quarrel or going through a debate, so they actually got down to good old-fashioned fisticuffs on this date, 1798. That still happens in Parliament in London. They'll get into physical fights, and every now you see that in other countries as far as their lawmaking body. All of a sudden, a video will pop up on the news where they're starting to fight, in Korea or wherever it is. People are jumping over tables to get to people. We haven't had one of those in Congress in a long time.
I'm kind of surprised that it hasn't happened, given the state of current political...
Well, things are so polarized right now. On both sides. You would think that cooler heads, though, have prevailed so far in our Congress. But
so
1798,
far.
There was a good old-fashioned battle royale. 1835, President Andrew Jackson, Old Hickory, survived the first-ever assassination attempt on a U.S. president. So I don't know what it was. You can look it up and see if it was just somebody with yellow fever sneezed on him or something, and that was an assassination attempt. That was 1835, the first ever assassination attempt on a U.S. president. 1936, she was pretty good with a thread and a needle. She was Betsy Ross. I'm sure she had some other skills as well, but best known for sewing the first Stars and Stripes flag of the United States, Betsy Ross. Died on this date at the age of 84, 1836. 1933, in radio history, this guy made his first appearance on radio.
I'll kill it! A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver.
Lone Ranger. That is actual audio from 1933. The open to the Lone Ranger aired on the radio 1933 for the first time. Program ran almost 3,000 episodes, ended in 1955, and of course made the move to TV as well. 1933, the Lone Ranger. 1948, aviation pioneer Orville Wright died. He was 77. He and his brother gave us the gift of flight. 1948, Indian nationalist leader Mohandas Mahatma Gandhi died at the age of 78. The political and spiritual leader was assassinated at the age of 78 by a Hindu extremist in New Delhi, India. That was 1948. Gandhi, gone. 1958, the first two-way moving sidewalk. You've been at the airport, haven't you, Brittany?
Mm-hmm,
the moving sidewalk. They call it a moving sidewalk? Is that the...
I don't know what else you would call
it. Yeah, I guess that's what it is, a moving walkway. It's like being on your very own conveyor belt at the grocery store.
Right.
Where you put the groceries down and then it advances. It's pretty much what it is. And, of course, they've got a little area where it's for walking and standing.
Yeah, but you always get the person with the luggage blocking up the entire
thing.
They block
the whole
thing.
And it's not a ride.
It's always when you're in a rush.
It's designed for you to walk faster. I think it is.
Without running, having to jog.
Right. Or if you're just standing there. I guess you're resting because you're tired because you've walked from Terminal A or Concourse B. You got to get to F for your next trip or whatever for the connecting flight, and you're resting. But
you can kind of sightsee on it if you're just, you know, not in a super big hurry.
I think it's fun just to see how fast you can go on there because it feels like you're like a super walker.
I know. It really
does.
Because
the people who are walking on the normal floor, you're going so much faster than them. But then it's always a little tricky at the end. You have to time it.
You got to be careful.
You have to time
it. Otherwise, you'll fall all over. I have actually almost done that before.
Ooh.
Trying to get off one of those
things.
Is there any video? Hustling. No.
Do they have video?
No, fortunately.
So that was 1958. They used the first two-way walking sidewalk. Love Field in Dallas is where the first one was. It was a lengthy one, too. 1,435 feet for that walkway. Hmm. 1962, two members of the Flying Valendas High Wire Act were killed when their seven-person pyramid collapsed during a performance in Detroit, Michigan. Were they doing a seven-person pyramid on a high wire?
That's kind of what it sounds like.
1962.
I'll double-check that.
1968, the Vietnam War was in the news this date.
Just after midnight their time, a band of Viet Cong raiders blew up a power installation and attacked two police stations in Saigon. Other small bands still roam the city. The Viet Cong are reported to be in complete control of a militant Buddhist headquarters less than a mile from the center of town.
North Vietnamese soldiers and Viet Cong guerrillas launched their surprise attacks on South Vietnamese provincial capitals. It became known as the Tet Offensive, 1968, during the Vietnam War. 1972, and something that became known as Bloody Sunday, British soldiers. A lot of unrest in Northern Ireland for many, many years. In 1972, it came to a head with Bloody Sunday. British soldiers killed 13 Roman Catholic civil rights marchers in Northern Ireland. And U2 had a song, Sunday, Bloody Sunday, 1972. 1973, G. Gordon Liddy and James McCord. Yeah, they were doing some things having to do with Watergate. Burglary, wiretapping, attempted bugging. I also understand they stole some Snicker bars from the concession machine. They were all doing that at Democratic headquarters at Watergate, and they were convicted on this date of those acts, 1973. And 2006, Coretta Scott King, the widow of Martin Luther King Jr., died at the age of 78 on this date, 2006. Let's move on to birthdays now today. Great actor. He's 87 today, Gene Hackman.
Forget about the crowds, the size of the school, their fancy uniforms, and remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time again. And most important, don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
Great advice. Gene Hackman is the coach in Hoosiers. Do you have a favorite Gene Hackman movie?
I don't.
You don't?
Sorry.
That's
all
right.
I have nothing to add to that one.
Thanks for at least answering.
I'm answering honestly, at least.
Gene Hackman, 87. French Connection, Unforgiven. Of course, he was Lex Luthor in the Superman movies. That was Hoosiers. Just so many. And he is 87 here today. And he said, yeah, you know, I've seen teams win championships because of their fancy uniform. So that might not all be true there. Gene Hackman in Hoosiers. He's 87 today. Actress Vanessa Redgrave won an Oscar, won an Emmy. She's been in a number of things. Vanessa Redgrave, sister of Lynn Redgrave, she is 80 today. Not known as a real good shot with a shotgun. Former Vice President Dick Cheney. You know, he had heart issues and still going. 76 today for Dick Cheney. Big happy birthday to him here today. Also, we have Phil Collins, who is a drummer-singer from the group Genesis. The Follically Challenged, Phil Collins, 66 today. Third album was one that I needed to have back in the 80s. He's 66 today. Happy birthday also to Marty Balin, who is celebrating. He's actually older than Phil Collins. We skipped over Marty Balin. He is 75 today. He, along with Grace Slick, kind of the lead singers of the group Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, then Jefferson Airplane, and then just Starship. was actually Jefferson Airplane, then Jefferson Starship, then just Starship. I think they're just ship. Marty Balin, happy birthday today. 75. We mentioned Phil Collins, 66 here today. Remember the show Grace Under Fire? Brett Butler was the star.
Libby, leave your brother alone. Quint, sit still.
Why do I have to wear a tie?
Because I don't have a leash. Libby, leave your brother alone. Don't mess with him. Here, sit next to him. Do you want us to pose a certain way?
Facing the camera is always a popular choice.
What's your next career move? Taking pictures at the DMV?
Brett Butler is 59 today, having trouble. Remember those days, and if you're a mother, I'm sure, getting all the kids together and getting them together for the family portrait. What horror it was.
Well, I've not been on the mother side of that, but I have been on the child side of that, and yeah, it's always a challenge. My husband is one of 40 cousins, so getting everyone into a group family portrait is so chaotic.
40 cousins. There must be some marriages in there between cousins, right? There must
well,
be some kissing cousins.
It's a big
cousins.
Catholic family, so I don't know, but...
Well, you never know.
Always
Brett
a challenge.
Butler. Brett Butler is 59 today. I've got some pretty good stories. One when I was really young, and then one when I was older, and obviously didn't want anything to do with these pictures. I still want nothing to do with pictures. And we've got some pretty classic outtakes.
Those are always the most.
The
fun,
outtakes
though.
Of me making faces and not looking at the camera, and
so you were that guy.
I was that guy.
Photo.
I was that guy. But it was all struggle because we had my youngest brother. Was too young to really know what was going on, so they were trying to get him organized. I'm going, come on, let's get this taken care of. You know,
rolling your eyes in those pictures.
I've got Atari that needs to be played. All right, I need to get back to the 2600. Brett Butler is 59. Singer Jody Watley had some hits in the 80s. Used to jam to that one in about 87. Jody Watley is 58. We've got a country singer with a birthday today. They were angels in waiting. Kind of a forgotten song here. Forgotten artist. Happy birthday, Tammy Cochran. 45 today. He was one of the Fab Five from Michigan Wolverines basketball. He went on to the NBA. I think he does some NBA analysis now. Jalen Rose. Is 44. Christian Bale, happy birthday. He's Batman.
People need dramatic examples to shake them out of apathy, and I can't do that as Bruce Wayne. As a man, I'm flesh and blood. I can be ignored, I can be destroyed, but as a symbol, I can be incorruptible. I can be everlasting.
What symbol?
Something elemental, something terrifying.
And that would be Batman.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, he is. He's Batman. He's Christian Bale, 43. He's a pretty good actor. I don't know if you've seen American Hustle. That's good.
I have
good.
Seen American Hustle. That one was great.
American
Jennifer
Hustle.
Lawrence, too, was in that one.
Yes. I like her.
I do, too.
American Psycho. I mean, he's been a lot of things other than Batman. Some people think of him just as Batman, but he's Christian Bale. He's 43 today. Another country singer. I don't know if we've heard much from him recently.
When life was nothing more than
he looks like Bradley Cooper. Talking about Josh Kelly. Maybe best known as the husband of actress Katherine Heigl right now.
Right now, anyway, yeah, for sure.
Josh Kelly. Georgia Clay, one of his big solo hits. His brother is Charles Kelly, who's one third of Lady Antebellum. Josh Kelly is 37 and our prerequisite rapper for the day, a required rapper. Rapper requirement, it's Kid Cudi, 33. Maybe the only one on this list, Brittany, that you have any experience with?
I do.
That you can
I
actually give
him.
Me some information on?
Yes, I went to the U of M for college, and they brought him in one year for homecoming at the Roy Wilkins. And it was
what's his best-known rap?
Good.
What's his best-known rap?
Late at Night.
Late at Night,
the
okay.
biggest one.
How does that
I
go?
I think that's the title of it. I'm so bad with song titles. Day and Night.
Day and night.
There you go. Day okay. and Night is the name of that one.
Couldn't find any audio for that.
That was probably his breakout song.
All right. Kid Cudi is 33. We're going to move on to Gone But Not Forgotten. We have a Gone But Not Forgotten extra here today on the Almanac. This guy celebrated over the weekend. And even though he was only on a handful of episodes of Good Times, he played the beloved role of Alderman Fred C. Davis. Albert Reed would have been celebrating a birthday over the weekend.
Well, if it isn't my favorite Project family and their lovely neighbor, Pomona.
Real
name. The name of the Alderman Davis has always been associated with double honesty, double integrity,
and double dealing.
And double dealing. No.
There he is, Albert Reed, as Alderman Fred C. Davis, born on this date, 1910. He also was a law enforcement officer. He, like, worked at the Los Angeles airport as a security agent. So apparently those royalty checks from Good Times didn't last as long and didn't go as far as he thought. So Albert Reed, that is a Gone But Not Forgotten extra. Now making her Gone But Not Forgotten debut, here's Brittany. What do you have today?
Okay, to kick it off, former President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, born on this day, 1882.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Maybe one of the most famous speeches of all the presidents. It's at least top five. And
I'd
he made
so,
a couple.
Yeah.
FDR had a couple.
Also, actor John Ireland, born on this day, 1914. You might remember him from Spartacus and All the King's Men.
There's a John Ireland Boulevard, of course, here in the Twin Cities. Maybe it was at St. Paul, but that was John Ireland, the bishop. So no, not to be confused with John Ireland, the bishop, who was part of the St. Paul diocese here, was a bishop. This is the actor, John Ireland. I don't know if ever he was a member of the cloth.
Right. Another actor, comedian, Dick Martin, born 1922 on this day.
Yeah, he was from Laugh-In.
Hey, you look a little tired tonight.
Well, I've been in training.
Been in training? Oh, I'm glad to hear that. What are you in training for?
Well, didn't I tell you?
No.
I got a black belt in gotcha.
You got a black belt in gotcha?
Sure, look over there.
Gotcha!
There he is with his good buddy Dan Rowan. Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. Dick Martin, 1922, huh?
Yep, another award-winning actor. Lots of actors today. Composer and actually, this is an award-winning composer and conductor, Morton Stephen. Sorry, the next one is an actor. Won 2 Emmys for his work on the TV series Hawaii Five-O. Also credited for Gunsmoke and Gilligan's Island.
Yep, came up with this theme. If Neil would have been here, we would have definitely done the Gunsmoke theme because that's his deal. We're contractually obligated when Neil's in studio to make mentions of Gunsmoke as often as possible. He gets paid per mention of Gunsmoke. So Morton Stevens, the guy who gave us Hawaii Five-O, born on this date, 1929.
You are correct.
What else do you have?
This one is the actor I was talking about, Trinidad Silva Jr. I got a little ahead of myself.
Yep.
Born 1950, he starred as Jesus Martinez on the television drama Hill Street Blues.
I remember him.
And finally, golfer Payne Stewart. You'll remember he was died in an airplane crash in October of 1999.
Yeah.
He was born on this day in 1957.
And he was a champion of a couple of U.S. Opens, including the 1991 U.S. Open played here at Hazeltine.
Now, Payne Stewart, this putt for par.
He got it. He's your winner.
And the win in the 91st United States Open.
The 91st in 1991. He went on to win the 1999 U.S. Open as well. That was the U.S. Open at Hazeltine where they had a lightning strike. Lightning actually struck during the tournament, and there were people injured. I can't remember. You might want to fact check this. I think somebody actually may have died. If not, there was serious injuries from that at Hazeltine back in 1991. That is your almanac, the Gone But Not. Say it with me. Those people are
gone but not forgotten.
All right. Thank you, Brittany.
Yes, I do have a couple of facts to check, though. President Jackson, his assassination attempt was done by a fella named Richard Lawrence. It was while Jackson was attending the funeral of Representative Warren Davis, and Richard Lawrence, an English-born house painter who was unfortunately unemployed at the time, aimed a pistol at him and it misfired.
He tried to kill him with strong paint fumes.
No.
Very good.
Shortly thereafter, he was institutionalized.
Oh, makes sense.
And then the Wallendas, the Flying Wallendas, did have two members fall to their deaths in Detroit while performing a seven-person pyramid crossing a tightrope. So they were walking across a tightrope at a State Fair Coliseum with 7,000 spectators in the audience.
Wow, to even try that is quite amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the almanac here this morning. Bob Morning Show, getting close to 9:00.